I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Offside, as well as their lead Lakers creator. I am not joined on this fine, Wednesday night by Raj Topalu. He has a family thing that he is tending to. So all of our, you know, thoughts, prayers, and vibes go out to Raj while he and his family deal with that. I am here to join by you guys, though, as we all get together and celebrate one of the more kind of fun wins that I think this is probably the funnest win that the Lakers have gotten so far this year. Obviously, only 5 games into the season, but I do think this is going to be one of those wins that we look back on is like, yeah, it was kind of dumb for a little while, and oof, man, it felt like they might lose this one. But overall, winning in Minnesota without Luka, without LeBron, yes, against the Minnesota Timberwolves, without Anthony Edwards, it still was a really fun win as we continue to see Austin Reaves take care of business. So we'll talk about this game. We will talk about Austin Reaves. We will talk about Jake LaRavia and Dalton Connect living up to the exciting whites meme. We'll talk about DeAndre Ayton, I think, thoroughly outplaying Rudy Gobert. And we will talk about some of the updates that we have gotten in terms of health and availability, where we might only potentially be looking at, you know, a couple more games without Luka, at which point he would come back and the Lakers would have 2 players who could dribble across half court. So that would be really exciting as well. And then obviously over the course of the show, if you guys have any questions or comments, hit me with them and I'll try to get to them at the end of this here episode. So let's go ahead and dive on in. A quick reminder, please do hit that subscribe button. Please do hit that like button. If you guys are watching here on YouTube, if you guys are watching on Twitter, please head on over to YouTube and find the show at youtube.com/@LakersLounge. If you guys are listening to this show in the morning via podcast, please hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you get your podcast, preferably on Odyssey, because I'm a company man. But you know what? Whether it's Spotify or iTunes, wherever, it all helps. Hit those 5-star reviews, though, while you're there, hitting all of the nice buttons as well. Let's go ahead and dive on in, man. This was a fun win. So the Lakers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. The final is 116-115. The Lakers were up at one point by more than 20 or 20 points, I think. I don't know if it was more than, but it was definitely 20 points. And I thought took their eyes completely off of the ball, including J.J. Redick in this one. They went to the all bench lineup, and the bench lineup, I thought kind of dropped where it wasn't as impressive as it needed to be. Of note, worth noting, I thought, that bench group. So the Lakers played total tonight, 9 guys. They played their starters, which was Austin, Jake, Jared, Rui, and Ayton. That was their starting group. Then they played Dalton Connect 36 minutes. And then Jackson Hayes only played 13. Nick Smith Jr. only played 10. Bronny only played 5. Did not touch the court in the second half. And I thought that was actually the right call from J.J. Redick. I think Bronny is looking forward to G League play, where he can just kind of go focus on developing or just not being a Laker for a while and not having that microscope on him. But the Lakers down the stretch here, JJ went with Dalton down the end of, through the end of the game. And the thing that was kind of crazy was, watching the, I understand Dalton's finally playing well. You want to give him a little bit more, confidence going through, allowing him play through to the end of the game. I know J.J. Redick is always going to value spacing above all else, but at the end of the day, you got to win the game. And the Lakers, they were up by 20, and they were up by double digits in that fourth quarter. And it seemed like the situation called for more defense on the court, not another shooter, but JJ just kept sticking with Dalton and Austin and Laravia. And that foot speed issue that we've been talking about basically since Marcus Smart and Gabe Vincent went down, it really bit them. Nobody could basically stay in front of anybody. They were getting killed in transition. They were getting killed in transition with transition threes almost cost them the game. Honestly, probably should have cost them the game. Austin winds up bailing out JJ there at the end. JJ also called a timeout there, which again, it's good that Dalton or that Austin made that shot to end the game there. But had he not, that extra timeout would have come in handy if they needed to advance the ball. And JJ winds up calling a timeout after Austin got fouled by Rudy Gobert. It was a really weird fourth quarter for JJ Redick. And, one of the things that I've been a little nervous about with JJ is he gets a little too close to the game sometimes and really kind of struggles to zoom out or struggles to separate himself from the emotions of a game. And again, I have coached, and I remember when I first coached, I found myself, rooting and cheering and doing all these things. And then eventually I was like, oh shit, I got to make a sub, and it happens, and that was me at the high school level. This is JJ Redick at the professional level. And I thought down the stretch of that game, JJ is just kind of sitting there, and if it was Darvin, he would have had his hands in his pockets while Minnesota's going on this run, and the Lakers clearly needed another defender out there or another physical presence. And JJ just kind of refused to make that sub. So overall, though, the Lakers get the win, and it's an incredibly important win. I'm not considering that loss to Portland on the second night of a back-to-back one of those losses that's really going to bite them at the end of the season. Again, it's the second night of a back-to-back. You wind up going 500 in those games by the end of the season anyway. But going to Minnesota and winning in Minnesota, that's one of those games, or that's one of those wins that will cross off one of the dumber losses that the Lakers are going to take later in the season. And it's not to say that, I'm not saying that to disparage the Lakers in any way. every team picks up dumb losses over the course of the season. It's just a matter of figuring out a way to wipe out those dumb losses with good wins. And this is one of those good wins that you stack up early in the year. And yeah, it helps that Anthony Edwards wasn't available, and it helps that Minnesota is still kind of trying to figure out their defensive identity now that they don't have Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and they're starting Dante DiVincenzo instead of Mike Conley, who I think is a steadier defender and a steadier presence for that team. Like, while Minnesota's kind of figuring all of this out, well, everybody's figuring shit out early in the season. This is the time that you want to sneak some of these wins in there when you can get them, and the Lakers did just that. So that, like, it's hard for me to be that frustrated over the Lakers, you know, giving up all of that lead and needing an Austin Reaves game winner to win this one. I really don't care. Like, win the freaking game is how I felt about it by the end of it. And yeah, there are some like red flags there, and I'm still a little nervous about JJ Redick as a head coach, but at the end of the day, for this game specifically, the Lakers did what they needed to do. They picked up the win that they needed to pick up, given the situation that they had put themselves in with all of the work that they did for the first 3.5 quarters. Like, the Lakers did more than enough to win this game. And fortunately, they didn't do quite enough to lose this game. And really all that matters is that final score for the sake of looking at this game within the construct of the larger NBA season. Let's talk about Austin. Austin Reaves goes for 28 points. He had 16 assists. He shot 9 of 24 from the field, 3 of 11 from three-point range, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. He had 2 steals, only 3 turnovers, which is kind of insane given how much time he spent on the ball. Just an overall incredible game for Austin, given that, like, there were multiple times the ESPN broadcast paused the game, or, you know, paused a play while they were replaying it and showed 10 eyeballs on Austin Reaves, the guy guarding him, and everybody else that was on the court defensively was focused on Austin. They had Jaden McDaniels guarding Austin full court, whether he had the ball or not. You had Dante DiVincenzo guarding Austin whenever, you know, up and down the court, whenever Jaden McDaniels wasn't on him. Mike Conley spent some time on him. Terrence Shannon Jr. spent some time on him. Like, Minnesota understood that the only way the Lakers were going to beat them tonight was if Austin was special again. And guess what? He was. And I'm starting to, like, look, let's set aside all of the nonsense from earlier this summer when I was fighting with you guys about whether or not the Lakers should trade this guy for a backup center. Let's, like, set that aside. Let's just leave that there. I'll go ahead and take my win, and we will move on. Here's the crazy thing. Through these 3 games that they haven't had Luka, that they haven't had LeBron, and, you know, if you want to extend this back to last season, Austin is producing it at an elite level offensively. Yes, there are some defensive concerns, but there are defensive concerns about every elite producer for the most part. There are defensive concerns about Tyrese Halliburton. There are defensive concerns about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander when he gets deep into the playoffs. Like, there are defensive concerns about Luka, for that matter, right? Like, this, no, I'm wondering at this point if even I, given how high I am on Austin's game, if even I have undersold him to a certain extent. Is he like a max player? Now, I know there are going to be people in the chat who are going to say, oh, he's a regular season player, he's a 82 game player, and he's not a 16 game player, and he's this and he's that. Maybe he was not healthy last year. Like, he was not. I've spoken to Lakers people and work to confirm some of those reports after the fact about where Austin's body was at last year. And I'm here to say, like, he just wasn't healthy in that series. And by the way, that isn't coming from Austin's people. That's coming from, like, Lakers people and even some Minnesota people who watched him in that series and, like, watched him after games. And they were like, yeah, he never looked quite right. And I understand that, like, look, there, like, the stats do indicate there are some concerns with his shooting ability as you get deeper into the playoffs. There are some concerns about him defensively as you get deeper into the playoffs. Totally fair. I'm not saying don't bring those questions up. I'm not saying that this guy is like a super duper max level player. But at the max that he might be potentially getting next year as the cap goes up, you know, and depending on the way that you structure his contract moving forward, like, I do think it is worth kind of wondering what number he would potentially get. And by the way, this isn't just a Lakers thing. Like, we might all have a number that we have in mind for him within the confines or the construct of his negotiation with the Lakers specifically. But that's a very different thing than Austin going out there as an unrestricted free agent in an offseason where there are going to be teams that are going to need an elite engine like Austin appears to be and will have cap space. Like, those are things that you need to take into account here. And look, he's done it three different ways here, right? He had 51 points in a win, almost a 51-point triple-double. As I said to Raj that night, there might only be a handful of individual statistical performances better than that one than we saw against Sacramento. And you could say, you could write it off. You could say, well, it's Sacramento. They are an absolute joke of a franchise. They are an absolute joke of an NBA roster. They will not defend anybody this season. And I would say, okay, all right, fair. All right. Then he goes to Portland, who, by the way, embarrassed Golden State earlier this season. That same Golden State team that embarrassed every nerd's favorite team, the Clippers, the other night. The Portland Trailblazers have Tumani Kamara, who is an elite on-ball defender, all-NBA caliber defender. Jrue Holiday, one of the best on-ball defenders at the point guard position that the league has ever seen. They have athleticism up and down that roster, and they have elite rim protection. All Austin does is drop another 41 points in that one. And yeah, he did turn the ball over too much, and the Lakers did lose that game. But he did that on the second night of a back-to-back against, again, a defense that he was priority line one for. And that's I would go so far as to say that by the end of the season, Portland is going to have a top five defense. Top 10 at worst. And Austin was priority line one without Luka, without LeBron to help out. Austin was priority line one. He still dropped 40 on those guys. Then the following night, he goes up against the Minnesota Timberwolves team who last year was an elite defensive team. Now, yes, they don't have Anthony Edwards, and he, when he is engaged, is a very, very good defensive presence, especially on the perimeter. Yes, they did lose N'Keal Alexander-Walker to Atlanta, and that also has impacted their defense this season. But they did have Jaden McDaniels in this one. He's an all-NBA caliber defender. Mike Conley gave Austin Reaves problems in the playoffs as recently as last throughout the series that the Lakers lost in that one. He didn't seem to matter very much in this one. Austin got into the paint basically at will, turned the corner basically at will, almost no matter who was guarding him. And then at the end of the game, put Rudy Gobert, who is going to be one of the more decorated defenders in the history of the league, put him on skates and knocks down a game winner when, again, everybody in the arena knew that the only guy that Minnesota needed to keep the ball out of his hands was Austin. He gets the ball. He turns the corner. He splits the help on that pick and roll. He gets into the paint, sees the help coming, knocks down that runner with that elite defender on his back. And again, he was priority number one, two, and maybe even three as Minnesota was setting up their defense for that play. Twice, by the way. First, Rudy Gobert fouls him on purpose. Then the second time Austin is able to get that shot, like, I don't know, man. I truly don't know at what point do we start considering Austin one of the better handful of offensive players in the NBA. You know, and look, we'll see what it looks like when it comes time for him to fit into the construct of a Luka Doncic team or a Luka and LeBron team. Like, that's going to be interesting to watch, too. I would point back to the work that I reported LeBron was going to do this last offseason as a catch-and-shoot threat or as somebody who would attack off of the catch, something that LeBron, you know, confirmed at Media Day. And we'll see, like, what kind of chameleon LeBron is capable of being to fit, you know, within or to optimize those lineups when he is out there with Luka in Austin. I do think one of the things that the Lakers are going to have to find a way to really prioritize here moving forward is getting more out of Luka on the ball or getting him more opportunities on the ball. And just given the fact of how successful they have been whenever Austin has been on the ball, whether it's with Luka, whether it's with, like, this is the crazy thing. When, even before Luka got to LA, the Lakers were running pick and rolls with him and LeBron, whether it was traditional or inverted. Like, the Lakers have understood now for a while. And importantly, LeBron has understood for a while that Austin is worth trusting with the ball in his hands, when you have possessions like they did tonight, and it's time to win a basketball game or it's time to put away a basketball game. LeBron has routinely given the ball to Austin. And when you go through LeBron's career, it's only a handful of guys that LeBron has openly and comfortably given the ball to somebody else in some of those possessions. It's like Kyrie, it's Wade, and it's Austin. So, yeah, I don't know, man. This is going to be a conversation that's going to extend through the rest of the season, and it's going to extend well beyond the season as we get ready for Austin's impending free agency. But the run that Austin is on right now, and I saw some people comparing it to Linsanity. It's not Linsanity. This dude has gradually improved every single season he has been in the NBA. Linsanity was special because Jeremy Lin came out of nowhere to be the type of player that he became then for the New York Knicks. This is Austin Reeves proving in that mini camp to the Lakers, holy shit, we got to give this guy a contract. Then proving to the Lakers throughout that season, holy shit, we got to get this guy rotation minutes. Then proving in his next year, to LeBron, holy shit, this guy should have the ball late in these games. Go win us this game against the Utah Jazz, Austin Reeves. And then proving last season to Luka and to LeBron, holy shit, this guy is on our level offensively when he's given those opportunities. And then now again, proving without those guys in the lineup, without those guys drawing attention away from him, proving to the league, proving to hopefully everybody who was watching this with open eyes and who was watching this not for the sake of winning an argument, but to enjoy basketball, let alone Lakers basketball. Holy shit, this guy might actually be special.
Bye, everyone.
Hey,
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.